And that our Yahoo Finance Plus investment idea of the day. You've got a bullish call there on Salesforce, I guess, after their second quarter earnings report.
Right. We saw that big pop that Salesforce made after those earnings. And we can see that here on the Wi-Fi Interactive. There we go. This is a year-to-date chart. And that gap up to new highs. A little bit of a sell-off here over the last few days since punching north of 270 here, but a little bit of a retreat. Let me just read you what Argus Research is saying about a firm today. They have this bullish call with a long-term price target of $315. They're keeping that in place and saying the Salesforce posted 3%. Adjusted EPS growth on 23% revenue growth in fiscal second quarter 22. It also raised its full year guidance. Salesforce completed the Slack acquisition in July, adding another best in class collaboration application to its platform. Without getting into the numbers here, we'll just close by saying valuations are a bit high for this enterprise technology company, reflecting its strong growth prospects, though it still trades below historical premiums. I just want to correct something that I said a few minutes ago. These, in fact, are not record highs. We're just testing the prior highs that we saw last year. But this is a pretty powerful formation. Could take a while to play out, maybe a cup and handle. We'll have to see. But nevertheless, basing near highs, pretty solid technical action for Salesforce, Alexis.
All right. Thanks, as always, for being on top of it for us, Jared Blicker.